you know, if you work, if your thing is related to restaurants, you should become a waiter. If it's related to, you know, painting, you know, become a painter and kind of get in the shoes of your customers from all angles of what you're trying to build. The other thing is there's also a level of obsessiveness that you should have with it too as well. Like you should be so obsessed to know like what everybody in the space is doing. And it's things like, you know, running a list of all the potential competitors or similar types of companies, Google searching it and clicking on every single link and reading every single article from one, from like search result number 1 to 1,000. You know, I found all potential competitors, big and small, and if they're public, I would go read their S1s, I would go read all their quarterly financials, I would, you know, sit on the earnings calls. There's, you know, most of these, you don't get much out of it, but there's just these golden nuggets that you'll find once in a while, and you won't be able to find that unless you actually go through the work of, you know, getting all that information in your head. So yeah, you should become an expert in the industry. There should be no doubt when you're building this that you are the expert so that people trust you when you're building this product. The second thing is identifying customer segments. So, you know, ideally at the end of the day, in the end game, you've built a product or a business that everybody in the world is using. But realistically, like in the beginning, you kind of want to corner off a certain part of a customer base so that you can really optimize for them. And that's just, you know, it's just a matter of focus and a matter of, you know, just, you know, catering towards whether it's teenage girls or whether it's, you know, soccer moms. You'll just be able to, you know, like I said, focus a lot on their needs. And lastly, before you even create the product, before you put code down, you should really storyboard out the ideal user experience of how you're going to solve the problem. And that's not just meaning, you know, the website itself. It's meaning, you know, how does the customer find out about you? You know, whether it's, you know, it could be through an ad or through word of mouth or whatever. So they find out about you, they come to your site, they learn more about you. What's all that tech say? What are you communicating to them? To the actual, when they sign up for the product or they purchased the service, what are they actually getting? To after they finished using the product or actually after they finished using the service, what's, you know, there's sort of like an evaluation period, like they leave you a review or they leave comments or whatnot, and just being able to go through that whole flow and visualize in your head, like just envision what the perfect user experience is. And then put it down on paper, and then put it into code, and then start from there.